Good. All right, Kevin, welcome. What are we talking about today as far as development's concerned?
We're going to talk about some economic development that we've got going on in the city of Bryan. And I've kind of written a little list so that I can do north and west side of Bryan and then east and south side of Bryan.
You mean, in other words, some semblance of order?
Yes.
Oh, okay, rather than random.
Otherwise, no one will know where I'm going and where I'm talking about.
Okay, because we live in a world of random. Okay, yeah, so tell me.
We're going to start in the north side, or the north end of the Brazos County in the city of Bryan, where we have Bakery Feeds. That's in the Bryan Business Park. And they're going to build about a 50,000 square foot warehouse, and they'll take scrap food and make animal food out of it for farm animals. So
wet and dry?
Yes.
Wet and okay. Yeah. All right. Now, how far? I mean, do you have any? Can you tell us how far away they're bringing stuff in from?
It's from here. It's from all over. But they bring it in here, and then they mill it and make the animal food out of it, and then ship it back out.
Okay, are we talking basically from restaurants or
restaurants,
other institutions, schools or whatever, too?
Okay. And grocery stores and things like that.
Wow, okay, that's interesting. Okay.
Yeah, they should end up employing around 20 new employees, so 20 new jobs for Brazos County.
The thing I like about that, not to interrupt you, the thing I like about that, though, is that sounds pretty recession-proof. I mean, that's the kind of thing that once you get going, you're a going concern.
Yeah, there's always waste.
Yeah, sure, absolutely.
And it keeps it out of the landfill, so that's a good thing.
Most importantly.
We have Gundler Foods. You guys probably have heard about the groundbreaking and things like that. That's in the Triangle Park. That's between Old San Antonio Road and FM 2818.
Right.
They're going to build two buildings out there. One of them is about 51,000 square feet. One of them is 56,000 square feet. And they'll do paper products, paper plates, napkins, and things like that. And then the other building, they'll be building or manufacturing cooking oil.
Okay.
And they supply to Walmarts and HEBs and things like that.
Now, let's talk about that for just a second, because this is a kind of a different duck, because this is a company that's not based in the United States.
That's
so
correct.
So how was the recruitment different? Can you kind of give us some background into how things were different, because we're dealing with a company not from the U.S.?
Yeah, what they do is there's an RFP, a request for proposals, that's sent out. That goes to our Research Valley Partnership. Research Valley Partnership then prepares a response to that RFP, and if we present them with the best options for what they're wanting to do, then they select our community to locate their business in.
Was it generally going to be a border state? I mean, were they looking that this was going to be maybe in New Mexico, Arizona, Texas, or do you know? We don't know where. Okay. All you know is you got it.
All we know is we got it.
And that's the North American headquarters, I think, is what mayor told me.
That's correct.
I mean, great possibilities there.
Lots of new jobs.
Yeah, very
Lots
good. Okay. Jobs. All right, go on.
Okay. Also, staying on the west and north side, we have the Cross Fulton development. Cross Fulton purchased 50 acres at the corner of Villa Maria in 2818.
Okay,
that will be where the new Super Walmart's going. But along with that, there's several somewhere between 17 and 20 out parcels, building sites that they'll be able to locate ancillary retail in.
Now, how big a chunk of land is that?
Around 50 acres.
Okay.
And Walmart purchased 21 of the 50 acres.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how many new jobs that'll be. Obviously, it'll continue to grow until they've developed out the complete 50 acres.
Well, what it'll also do is create a lot of rooftops, more rooftops.
That's
over
correct.
There, which,
That's correct.
Changes actually the developmental pattern of the city, I would guess, from a residential standpoint, too.
It very well could, or it could add to it.
Right.
We also have the Reserve at Traditions. That's about a 240-unit multifamily development in Traditions, which is adds value and rooftops to that side of town. On the east and south side of Bryan, we have the Sienna subdivision, which is off of Old Reliance Road. So as you're heading out towards the airport on past Rudder High School, there's a new phase of that development, and that's going to be 60 new residential lots that'll be put on the ground there.
If you haven't been out there in the last, I mean, I don't know, I guess it had been a year since I'd been out on that road going out to the winery. Man, it's amazing how many homes have been built out there. Now, obviously, the school being there is the driving force, but there are a lot of rooftops over there on
the
east side.
And the school district purchased a piece of property out that way, planning ahead for our new elementary school, knowing that the growth patterns right now are going towards the east and the south.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Greenbrier subdivision, which is Thornberry Street. If you're not familiar with it, that's on FM 1179 across the street from Miramont and connects FM 1179 back to Austin's Colony subdivision.
Mm-hmm.
We have a developer that is developing the first three phases of that subdivision. That's going to be a very nice subdivision in the city of Bryan. Again, that's he's planning on putting down 60 new lots in the first three phases of that development.
Okay.
That'll be a multiple, it'll be a lot of different opportunities for different square footages of homes in this.
But those will all be single family?
Yes.
Right.
We also have we have some apartments that are looking at building on the east side of Bryan, and that's over close to the Target. Where our Target Center is, about 184 units, two-bedroom.
That's interesting because there aren't a lot of apartment complexes that are being built in Bryan. Obviously, in College Station makes sense with all the students, but this, and probably not geared towards students, this would be young professionals, I would think.
Yeah. Right. We have the Scott & White Clinic that's going at the intersection of Austin's Colony Parkway and the feeder road of Highway 6. We have two hotels that are either in some part of our development process. One is a Hilton Garden Inn, which will be on University Drive, and an American's Best Value that's on the bypass.
Now, how far out on University?
Across catty corner or across the street from Veterans Park.
Okay. All right. So not too far out there either.
No. Yeah. Really nice location.
Yeah.
We have a couple of other types of developments. We have I think the city of Bryan is the used car capital sales of the
buddy. You're not wrong, golly man.
And so, along with used cars, we always have lots of auto parts stores. So
sure.
We have a fairly large Napa auto parts store that's building at the corner of Osborne and the Feeder Road.
Oh, okay, all right.
Which
that's
is
out by UPS, so
right,
folks know
right,
that. Okay,
right between Martin Luther King and Boonville.
Yeah. Okay.
We have out at Culture Field. That's where I wore the shirt.
Yeah.
The city council just approved a resolution securing some funding so that we can partner with the Texas Department of Transportation, the Aviation Division, to put in new runway lights out at the airport. Which is about the new runway lights run in the neighborhood of $633,000.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty expensive. But with our partnership with TxDOT, the cost to the city is $63,300. Our match is only 10%.
Oh man, okay.
So it's a good deal.
Hard to turn that one down.
Yeah, we get to use 90 cents of other money
and
supply 10% or 10 cents of ours. We're also reviewing our ground leases out at Culture Field to try to attract private development on that airport. So we want to try to find folks that need a place to store their airplane, have them build a private hangar and store their aircraft in it.
Are we now? Can jets fly in there?
Not really.
Okay.
The runway's still 4,000 feet.
Is there any chance that can expand? Have you got some room that you can stretch that out, or is that going to be possible?
I think it may be possible, but I do think there's some limitations there. There's subdivisions out there and things like that, and there's all the aviation easements and things like that. And I'm not sure how much the community would support that. So all that's got to be looked into.
You bet.
But there's a lot of opportunity out there as the airport sits today.
Well, again, when we're talking jets, we're not talking a very big percentage.
Yeah. No.
But again, I mean, for twin engines and things like that, there are a lot of people that do fall into that category, certainly from a business standpoint.
That's right.
So it works well there.
And we have several out there right now that are the twin engine aircraft that fly in and out and base their aircraft there.
Cool. All right. Good stuff. Thank you, man. I really appreciate the overview on that.
Well, thank you.
All right. That's how we're going and growing in Bryan. What else?
That's
going
right.
On?
So as you can tell, the city of Bryan is a great place for economic development.
So you're going to try to tie this into Texas Reds. I want to hear you do this. Come on. Let me hear you tie Texas
There's
Reds
no
into
way
this.
I could.
Yeah.
I'm actually going to go in a different direction.
Okay. All right.
This October 2nd, this coming Tuesday, is National Night Out.
Okay.
And I encourage everybody to go outside and meet your neighbors, and there may be a block party going on in your neighborhood, so you'll get to meet local elected officials, police representatives, and just get to know your community better.
Well, this is Night Out here. Yankees started Night Out, and they do it in August. They're stupid. I mean, people in Texas aren't going to go out and meet your neighbors
it's
in the middle
too
of August.
Hot
yeah,
in August.
Exactly. All right, so that's when our National Night Out
that's
is.
That's right. Okay. National Night Out in Bryan College Station is October 2nd.
Hey, if they want some more information on any of that, what's the website?
Go to bryantx.gov.
All right, very good. Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Visit with the folks from Bryan on Thursdays on News Talk 1620.